Yo, what's going on, guys? Happy Tuesday, man. Hope you guys had a great Super Bowl weekend, you know, hanged out, had a couple drinks or wings, whatever you had did. Hope I was positive and, you know, chill, nothing but positive vibes, you know. All right, now, I'm doing me, I'm doing good, keeping myself busy, you know, trying to keep in shape, but, you know, doing what I gotta do, doing my best. That's all we gotta try, right? That's all we do, man. As long as you do your best, that's what matters. Anyways, I want to talk about, because it's tax season already. Tax season has begun, you know, as you guys can see, you guys should probably would have got your W-2s, 1099s by the end of January 31st. And I hope you guys did, and, you know, and started to go to your accountants or whatever you guys do on TurboTax, H&R Block, whatever, you know. I mean, it depends. If you don't want to pay nobody money, no accountants, you do it on TurboTax. I did mine a couple years ago on TurboTax, but for some reason, some people were saying that they had to owe money back from the IRS, so I'm like, I was iffy with TurboTax, so I stopped using it, and I actually got my accountant. With me, I was doing Uber last year. I was doing Uber Eats. I was doing it part-time, because I had my job on the side. I was working at the hospital for per diem, which now I'm full-time since June. I've been full-time. But before that, prior June, I was doing part-time in the hospital. So I was doing Uber Eats a lot more. And I was doing that part-time last year. I was doing it throughout the year, pretty much. This year, I'm not going to be doing Uber like that no more because I have my full-time now. And I'm doing, you know, I'm saving and managing better more. I mean, I'll do it. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, but I'm not going to do it like I did last year. But anyways, my point is, I got a tax statement with Uber, 1099, you know, whatever it is, it's called. And what I did is I had to save every receipt I was using with Uber. Like, you know, my gas, expense on the car, maintenance, oil changes, wheel changes I had to do. All that stuff, you know, if you had to check your car, I had it to an accident. I had to put $1,000 deduction on it. Just expense, you know, whatever you use on your car, your phone bill, car insurance bill, you know, your car payment. I had to use that because this is my own business. Uber is your own business. You're not getting taxed. So you got to pay those taxes back at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? For some people. But when you do your deductions, you know, you might get more back, your refund, because you're deducting every tax thing. You know what I'm saying? Your expense on your business. Especially if you put more money into the business, making it, you know what I'm saying, you should be getting a good refund back. So, I went to my accountant and I gave him my W-2 for last year because I worked, and my 1099. So I gave him all the receipts. You know, I wrote it down on a piece of paper, on gas, you know, bill, phone bill, whatever. Mileage in the car, because you can, it's going to give you the mileage description too anyways on the tax statement with Uber. So that's a good thing. And, you know, make sure you get right. I mean, if you guys do Uber, I don't know if you guys do it. Just, you know, the more deductions, the better, man. Like, the more expense you, the more you write-offs, the better. So you don't want to pay nothing back, you know what I'm saying? So just start doing that. I mean, if you did it, good, you know what I'm saying? And get somebody that actually knows. I mean, they're in cahoots with TurboTax, Uber, so that's a good thing, too. But I don't like using TurboTax like that no more, like I said. But if you choose to use it, yeah, more power to you. Use TurboTax if you want to do your own taxes. But if you get a legit accountant, get a legit accountant. You know, because some of these accountants be scamming you. Yeah, you get more refunds back. But then you'll owe the next year. You'll be like, what the hell's going on? Why am I owing to the IRS? Why? Because your accountant did some shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, all that expense you have on your business is a plus. Use as many expenses as you can. Maintenance in the car, you know, whatever. Registration, you know, you had to renew it. Use it. What else? Phone bill, like I said, because you're using the Uber app. Water, drinks, you know, I mean, water or food, you know what I'm saying? If you buy food, snacks, you know, is it expense? Anything, you know, all that, because you were doing Uber. You know, like I said, I was part-time, so I used all that shit, so let's see what happens, man. Let's see, hopefully I get a good refund back. I mean, from my job. Taxes, man, you got to be sure, you know, you got to be on top of it. Be careful who, you know, on how you do it. Because you don't want to get that said. You don't want to owe the IRS shit. Make sure you're on top with your taxes and shit. Make sure, you know, the accountant makes you write everything off, like I said. And, you know, this is what a lot of business owners do, man. When they have their own business, they write everything off. Because you're supposed to, man. All the expense you use on your business, write that shit off. You know, because you're not just using it for you. You're using it for your business, obviously. That's why you get a 1099 in the first place. So, you know, and then, which is good. Because you don't have to owe back. You know what I'm saying? So, you should be all right. If you guys got more questions, you know, hey, I might not know as much as an accountant, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a fucking tax expert, but if you guys know more than me, please email me too as well. You know what I'm saying? AnthonyJIM89@gmail.com and let me know, man, how you guys, you know, if you guys get a good refund back or not, you know? I feel like everybody should, you know, understand this more, you know? When you have your own business, you gotta, you know, obviously you gotta do your own 1099, do your own. Because I didn't know about it, you know, when I started doing Uber, I didn't know shit. I'm like, oh shit, you gotta do your own taxes. And I'm like, yeah, man, you gotta, you know, they're not taxing you off the income you make Uber. So I'm like, oh wow, you know, my cousin was telling me. So, you know, I have to, so then I got the 1099. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I made from Uber throughout the last year. In which wasn't that much, because like I said, I was doing it part-time, because I had my other part, you know, my other job, which is now, I have my full-time. But whoever's doing full-time Uber, you know, it's better, man. If you made over 20,000, you know, that's good that you save all your receipts and everything, you know what I'm saying? That way you get all that tax deduction, and you should be all right, man. You should be, you know, you'd be good, man. You know, may or may not. You may get a big refund, or you may not owe IRS shit, you know? You gotta work, you gotta play their game, man. You gotta play how they play. They wanna take your money out, you try to save as much money or not pay, get out of them as much as you can. All these rich people do it, you know what I'm saying? They write off all their expense. You know what I'm saying? Why, we gotta be like these rich people. We gotta think like them. You know what I'm saying? So, that way, you don't gotta be stuck paying your taxes or owing fucking taxes from the IRS and shit, man. Well, you know, that was it, guys. If you guys know any more questions, man, or let me know things I don't know, because, hey, like I said, I don't know all that fucking tax shit, because this is my first time doing a 1099 and a W-2, so let me know what you guys think. Email me, you know, hit me up. Appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys hearing me out, man, you know. This is tax season. Make sure the deadline is April 13th, 14th, or something like that. Make sure you do it before that, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose out money or owe, you know what I'm saying? So be on top of that, all right? Take care, y'all.